Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. Today's special guest is NFL hopeful Antoine Valentino Blake, hailing from Jacksonville, Florida. Born to a very young parent, Antoine came into a situation that many will consider unfavorable. His father was absent in the early years, but Antoine was mocked and taken care of by his grandma, mother, and aunt. Recently graduating from the University of Texas in El Paso, finishing his collegiate career with one career interception due to opposing teams not throwing to his side of the field, he also ran an official 4.25 40-yard dash, an unofficial 4.18, and the fastest of anyone in this year's draft class, having a 39.5-inch vertical leap and a 21 rep at 205 pounds. He's still working out, waiting for his name to be called so he can show the world that with faith, hard work, and dedication, you can rise to the top from anywhere. Please, please give a warm welcome to Mr. Antoine Valentino Blake. Welcome to the site, Mr. Valentino.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good on this beautiful day down here in South Florida.
All right. Most definitely. You know, those some are impressible, very impressive, measurable, sir. You running faster than the sweet speeding bullet over there.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to run even faster. Run faster every day. Work hard enough.
There you go. I know you're very humble, so please just let me allow you to stroke your ego a bit. All right.
That's no problem with me.
Now, who is Antoine Blake? Describe yourself in four words who Antoine Valentino Blake is.
If I could describe Antoine Valentino Blake in four words, I would simply say that I'm a hard-working, humble man, say that.
Hey, you summed it up really good, and I definitely believe you because it looks like you've been working really hard. Now, how old were you when you realized that the NFL was the profession you wanted to make reality?
I was probably about the age of 8 years old, you know, just finishing up like my first year of Part One of football. And I mean, from that day forward, that's when I fell in love with the game of football, and I knew that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Wow. That's great. Now, how old are you? I know you recently just graduated from college, so you're legal. What's your age?
Yeah, I'm 21 years old.
Okay. And I mentioned earlier in your introduction that you recently graduated from the University of Texas in El Paso. What was your major?
My major is multidisciplinary studies.
Okay.
And, I know you probably wondering, what is that? Because that's what a lot of people say.
Yeah.
But it's basically a major for a guy who really doesn't know where he wants his professional career path to be. You know,
okay.
So I take different facets of other majors and combine them to suit myself and my personal wants.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Now, what do you see yourself doing if you do not play professional football? What do you see yourself doing?
Well, you know, honestly, at this point in my life, football is the only thing that I can see myself doing.
Right.
But I feel like God has a plan for us all. So if this is what God wants for me, I'm pretty sure that he will show me the direction I need to go in, and I'll be more than willing to follow his path and do what
absolutely.
He wants me to do.
You're absolutely right, and I couldn't agree with you more. When you have a passion that's burning inside, there's nothing else that you want. You just see straight ahead. You don't have any peripheral vision. You're just keeping your eyes on the prize, and I commend you for that.
Exactly. You know, I got to put those blinders on like those racehorses. I just got to keep my goals and focus.
Right. Now, what teams have you been invited to try out so far? I know you've been really busy flying back and forth to Texas. And share with people what teams you've been trying out for so far and how has that been going for you?
Well, not too recently. Last week, I went to a visit to Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, just a pre-job visit and to meet some of the coaches and those type of things.
Okay.
That was something that I feel went pretty well. You know, I'm just hoping for the best to see what happens. But I also went to Houston for a local Texas workout, you know, for some college area players who either went to high school in Texas or play for Texas colleges. So, I mean, I feel like I did pretty good in the workout as well. But, you know, you never know. So I'm just waiting to see what happens.
Absolutely. You stay positive and keep yourself out there. Keep yourself busy. Keep yourself active. And you never know. Like you said, you never know who you're going to see or who's going to see you to give you that shot. So I commend you for, you know, not staying idle and continue to press on. I commend you for that.
Well, thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome. Now, who are a part of your support team while pursuing your passion to play NFL professionally?
Well, right now, you know, the people that support me right now are the same people that have been supporting me my whole life, which is my mother, my father, my auntie, grandfather, you know, some of the people that I consider to be my real, truest, closest friends.
Right.
And, you know, that's basically it, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a pretty good, solid foundation, and that's what's very important, you know, pursuing things like this because, you know, it's difficult out there when you don't have a foundation that's going to support you. It kind of discourages you when you don't. So that's good that you have a solid foundation of family and friends to root you on.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I really appreciate everything they do for me as far as, you know, giving me the support that I need and helping me keep my mind clear and not thinking about any negative things. So, I definitely want to trade them for the world.
Definitely. Spiritually, you got to be focused and you have to be strong. And that's very important. It sounds like you're on the right track.
Yeah.
Now, what word of advice would you offer to the younger generation that has high hopes to play sports professionally?
Well, the word of advice that I give to anyone that wants to play professional sports, you know, including myself, I just feel like you should work hard, you know, never become content with anything you're doing. Just keep working hard as you can, have faith in everything, and just know that it's in God's will for you to make it whatever you want to make it in. And also, make sure you stay humble as well, because, I mean, that's the most important part.
Absolutely agree with you. Now, do you have any regrets, any do-overs that you, looking back, looking at the younger Antoine, Valentino, Blake, and where you've come from and the things that you've experienced, your trials and tribulations that led you to where you are now, do you have any regrets or do-overs?
I mean, thinking about it, I really have no regrets in life, you know, because they say, everything happens for a reason. You know, I'm a firm believer in that. But if I could have any do-overs as far as the thing that, you know, pops into my mind as far as thinking about that is, you know, as far as college, I just wish that I would have been part of more winning seasons. We would have had more winning games, winning more games, and that type of thing.
Right. Now, the college that you went to was a Division I, right? So they didn't get a whole lot of publicity.
Yeah, it was Division One, but, you know, we didn't have too many good seasons, so.
Okay, all right. Now, not having too many good seasons don't mean that you're not a good player, that's for sure, because I'm looking at you, like I said, your measurables are amazing. You're the fastest in the entire draft class right now. That's crazy.
I wish we could have some kind of track meet or something with all the fastest kids to see if that's true or whatnot, but I mean, I feel like I am, and my numbers prove that I am, so.
Heck yeah. You must have ran from a lot of dogs when you were a kid to get that fast.
I think it ties into a whole bunch of competitive racing when I was a little kid.
Okay.
Running through the neighborhood with my friends and whatnot.
Right, right. And you just ended up being the speed racer of them all, right?
Had to be the best.
I hear you. Now, as a kid, did you have an NFL team that you saw yourself on? You wanted to wear that uniform, those colors. Did you have a particular team that you wanted to play for?
Well, as you said in the beginning, you know, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and that's where I spent most of my life at. So, you know, right after like 96, 97, the Jaguars has been my favorite team since day one.
I
love to see that teal and black.
Yes, yes, that'll be nice. You'll look good in that color, too, for real.
I feel like I can look good in any color.
I agree because you're a nice looking brother. Your body is hot. You know, we're gonna have ladies going crazy when I put your picture up.
So you're trying to have me blushing through the phone right now.
My bad. That was not my entire intention to do, but my mission was accomplished.
It's fine with me. It's fine with me.
Now, Mr. Valentino Blake, are you on Twitter or any social network where people can connect with you?
Yes, I have a Twitter and a Facebook. My Twitter is at Zilla V Blake.
Okay.
Z as in victory, and then Blake. But if you look for me on Facebook, you just type in Valentino Blake, and that'll be my Facebook.
Great, great. All right. Hopefully everybody can connect with you. You get some tweets and start building your fan base up for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Most definitely. You know, I have no problem talking to whoever wants to tweet me. You know, I follow back. I talk to you. There's no problem with me.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Antoine, again for coming on the Psy Effect and spreading your positive energy, and I wish you much success. You are now a part of the Psy Effect family, and you're welcome back anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I want to thank you for having me as well.
You're very welcome.
In the near future.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're very welcome. And like I said earlier, you could definitely come on and you can co-host some topics, some very controversial topics with me, so you can hang out with me and we can just cut up a little bit, all right?
Oh, yeah, I would love to do that, especially hanging out with you. That'd be great.
All right. Now, I wish you much success, much success. I know that you're going to make your dream reality. I feel your energy. You're going to make it. So stay strong, stay prayerful, you know, and keep your eyes on the prize, all right?
Yes, ma'am. I thank you very much, and I wish the same for you as well.
Thank you. I am Psy, and I thank you all for listening to the Psy Effect Radio Show. You can tune in to my show each and every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/The Psy Effect. Until next time, spread peace, love, and laughter.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you for joining in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, check us out next time for more fun and more laughs on The Psy Effect.